just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Times
a week,
get together,
everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
She threw all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio, the election special. Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as the Panoptosphere, Mind Over Matter, the Tesla Coil that reads your thoughts, and the all-new, long-lasting Terramax. You just put Terramax under your tongue now, and you're terrified for literally weeks at a time. It's considered a psychosis. If you read Twitter, people are just inconsolable. They can't get over it. They don't know where to turn. But I tell you, it's times like these where there's only so many places one can turn, but...
There's a time for living.
Charles Manson.
The time keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you do is crying. Can you feel? Those feelings real.
Look at your game, girl.
Look at your game, girl. What a mad delusion. Living in that confusion, frustration and doubt. Can you ever live without? True, you can tell those lies, baby, but you're only fooling you. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Oh, look at your game.
I think you get the idea. He really wants a girl to look at her game. It's good advice anyway, just look at your game, girl. You know, Manson was full of good advice. He once instructed the Manson family, his cult following, to murder people who belonged, who were in a house that once belonged to his intended victim, a guy who said that he couldn't record such wonderful classics on his studio as "Look at Your Game."
Stop crying, or you're gonna break Ryan.
Which Beach Boys incidentally stole, and they got away with it. They were able to, make some money off that song. It was like one of their biggest hits, but instead of it being this dark, should it never, it's this happy thing, like celebrating, like, should it never played that. You just gotta listen to it. Maybe I can find it. Well, we're not gonna do it right now. We're supposed to be talking about the election with a couple of guests, and our host, Kilgore, who he'll probably call in here shortly. I got him pulled up on every kind of social media you can think of, except Facebook. We don't use that. We're waiting on Pizza Tank Top Bro to call in. He does some kind of He makes playlists, it looks like, in Buffalo, New York. He follows such legends as Water Tester, Anarchist Dalek, and Chill Items. That's one of my favorites, Chill Items. Chill Items got the, just the coolest items. They're not in any particular order, or it's just kind of a list of things that don't make sense. I'm urgent. I put some feces in a bag for you. This is what we do. We read Twitter on Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by, oh yeah, another great product that Leibold Drucker put out recently was Donald Trump. As it turns out, you know, we financially backed the right horse on this one, so we have exclusive, unlimited access to pure condensed terror as extracted from the brainstem of a live human being. And we're able to, we keep them in these, they're basically just large vats. And their bodies are suspended in a solution that keeps them asleep, but it's nutrient rich, so in those nutrients absorbed through their skin, and we can keep periods of stasis going for as long as well, our current experiment isn't even over yet. We're at 12 years that we've suspended a live human being in the solution, and they're just in there, you know, they're fine. Got them hooked up to oxygen tubes, and I mean, you know, sure, they're not educated, nobody knows where they came from, but they're doing what they need to do, because we've got, in one of those tubes that goes into their heads there for their breathing, we've got one that is sucking fear right out of their brainstem. Because although they're suspended in the solution, they're still conscious, but they're paralyzed by the solution. They have to pretty much just sit there, you know, experiencing what we pipe in through those hoses. And what that is, you know, we had to develop the technology to extract fear based on this ability to inject fear. So we feed them images of nuclear war and genocide. We've got Jessica Simpson playing in there from time to time. And we basically just bounce between that and sitcoms on TV, episodes of The Apprentice, just anything that will terrify them on this visceral level. Not so much like, oh, that jumped out at me, but like real existential living nightmare scenarios. So we're telling Pizza Tank Top Bro to get his act together and jump on this broadcast. Leibold Drucker doesn't pay us to sit around tweeting. He is MC2, or like Emmy Esquire, or whatever the fuck her name is. Says, I love you guys. Hashtag things I don't say enough. He calls this playing the game, which the philosopher and theologian, prophet of our time, Christopher Nemelka, once said, that's all anybody's doing is playing the game. Who wants enlightenment? You're just playing a game, trying to create value for yourself, and you're nothing. That's what Christopher Nemelka is, real point is, you're nothing. He always comes back to that, you're nothing. And I wonder why his marriage didn't work out. You're nothing. Why didn't that work for you, Chris? Why did she leave with the kids? You're nothing. I don't get it. Thought everything was going so well. Did the you're nothing not fulfill her? If she left with her pretty good body and her kid? Because, the you're nothing talk was just too much of nothing. You were just laying into her and telling her she's nothing. You're nothing. And meanwhile, you're saying nothing. You probably gave her a 5-hour lecture on how she's nothing, and she's like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna pack up a bag and I'm taking the kids. This is too much of nothing.
Control. sweet.
I'm recording the podcast. Too much of nothing can turn a man into a liar. It can cause some man to sleep on nails, the other man to eat fire. Everybody's doing something. I heard it in a dream. You want to be honest?
Found this new, they're kind of a new band, I guess. They're not that new. They got a new album coming out pretty soon, and I was listening to them and I was like, man, this sounds like fucking Jim Morrison. And they even do a Doors beat, like, the Flying Eyes.
Down and I need you to
back and we're waiting for Pizza Tank Top Bros gonna call in tonight. Oh shit, the music's going. And we're gonna talk about also he likes Bernie. So we're gonna talk about Bernie Sanders and his project, this this Wood Boys that he does. Sex in the Champagne Tomb.
Diarrhea.
This is Pizza Tank Top, bro.
Diarrhea!
No.
Welcome out here live today, all the way from North America.
You can be honest.
Is your favorite one and only the Wild Boys? They are from Europe via North America. Everybody knows, everybody loves, everybody wants to.
We're just doing it around this recorder right now since I don't have the mic.
Yes, thank you, Al.
Okay.
If I could pick one best thing about Wood Boys, without a doubt, it would be one.
Amima La Moya, he's his favorite moment of the whole time. We have met all the celebrities, all of Hollywood, but still, I think we have to agree.
Amima La Moya.
So we want to do our new hit song. It is our most favorite song.
Chimmy Chip Chop Chip Chip.
It is a big song number one for us. Okay, thank you.
One, two, three,
and
oh, Chimmy Chip Chop. Oh, chip, chip, chip. Oh, Chimmy Chip Chop. Chip Chip. Chip Chip. Oh, Chimmy Chip Chop. Chip Chip. Chip Chip.
That's this guy's band.
Chimmy Chip Chop.
This guy.
Chip Chip. 1, 2, 3, 4, I wanna,
tank
wanna,
top, bro.
Wanna, 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 wanna,
it's on,
wanna, one more time, everybody. Wanna, 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 wanna. One more time, just the boys. Wanna, 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 wanna.
No, the ladies.
Wanna, 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 wanna.
Just everybody.
One more time. Wanna, 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 wanna.
Okay, that's a mic check. Okay, we're ready for the real song.
One, two, three,
hail.
Oh, get off of my penis, bitch. Oh. Ripping on my pants like you think you're on my pants? Bitch. You think I'm a real slick bitch, but you don't know that I grow up in a real tough household.
I love how she's called Kate Radio.
My daddy used to hit me on shoes.
Never been more applicable.
Bitch, he would yell, do your fucking homework, you little bitch. A bitch. But when I came up, my daddy hit me on shoes. I had the blows. It was bad.
2 minutes, my dad is listening.
That's the guy.
Oh, that's the Bernie Sanders guy.
Yeah, the musician.
Up against North America.
Oh, is it his band that you're listening to?
And all the shoes that I would cry. I would cry walking in the shoe store. It was bad. The shoe store was next to my...
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air with Chronicle.su. Hey, radio. How the hell are you?
Hey, it's me, Pizza Tank Top Bro.
Pizza Tank Top Bro. We were just listening to your music, Sex in the Champagne Tomb.
Oh, that's not a good one to listen to. That's
well, that's the first one listed on your website.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to do a special release for the Record Store Day, but it's like all live and improvised.
How about?
Huh?
Swipe left, swipe right.
On Grindr.
Yeah, that's a sexy one about Grindr, right? You meet boys on Grindr? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever find your cat?
Yes, we just found him. He was underneath our bed, somehow inside of our mattress.
Oh, it got in the mattress.
I don't know how it happened, but he somehow managed to do that.
Now, I might be going out on a limb here is to say that your music is influenced by the incarcerated Charles Manson. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. He has a great pile of garbage songs that I love.
We were just listening to Look at Your Game, Girl.
Oh, I love that one. That one and, what's the one where, like, the whole family sings on it? There's no music. It's just, like, an acapella.
Oh, One and One is Always or something?
Yeah. But Look at Your Game, Girl is incredible. That's a beautiful song.
It was a really good song. Is that the one that the Beach Boys stole?
No, that was...
That was his other smash hit.
Yeah, they called it...
Cease to Exist.
They called it, like, Learn Not to Love You. I can't think of what Manson called it, though.
It was Cease to Exist.
Cease to Exist. It's a good one. Yep. It's a good one.
It was so good that they just had to steal it.
I mean, I love the Beach Boys, but, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do, right?
And Charles Manson's version of it was so dark and creepy, and the Beach Boys somehow turned it into this happy, never learn not to love you.
That's kind of like what Brian Wilson does, you know? Because he's in that crazy drug world, so he can just take that, you know, I hate to say crazy, I feel bad. But, you know, a very disturbed man wrote, and they made it beautiful. Their harmonies and their beautiful, soft productions.
Now, I wonder which junkyard bums are living in his house right now that he's ripping off.
All of them.
I'd like to hear him. You know, I'd like to hear what he has in store for us. He just went on tour. I wanted to see him. Like, he was in my hometown, but it was, like, crazy expensive, so I couldn't justify it, but...
Because it was too expensive, or it was out of the way?
Too expensive. It was pretty close by, but it was, like, $85 at least for a ticket, and, like... You know, that's just, like... He's, like, what, 70-something years old at this point? Like, how... I don't know if I could pay that to see him as much as I love him.
In 2005, I got to see Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson. Willie and his whole family opened for Bob and his whole family. Mm. And the whole show was like $30.
That's a really good deal. That's crazy.
And we just got to sit in the grass, and it was really chill, and like there was nobody there.
My brother saw Bob Dylan maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, and he's a huge Dylan fan. I love Dylan too, but he said it was maybe the worst show he's ever been to.
Bob Dylan's voice, it sounds like a big heavy bag of gravel.
Exactly. He said he sounded like pretty much like that. Like, it was like, you know, he sounded like a croaking frog or something. It's a shame. I'd love to see him, but it's just, you know, it's not representative of the stuff that I love that he did.
It's so far removed from Mr. Tambourine Man.
I guess it's cool that he won the Nobel Prize or whatever, but people got mad about that. Or was it a Pulitzer? I don't even know.
Seems like he should have won that, like, in the 70s or something.
Right. So it's, like, 30 years too late if you're going to give it to him.
What did he do with the money?
Oh, I don't even know. He barely even said anything about the award.
He barely acknowledged it. He said, I might show up to get it.
Right.
He must have maybe a little disdain for it, because it is sort of a political prize, too.
Right. You know, I'd be interested to see if he was younger nowadays, what he could come up with now.
I was watching him just mess with reporters in an interview, and they'd be like, who's Mr. Jones? Who's Mr. Jones? And he'd just sit there smoking a cigarette, and he looks over at him and he goes, yo, Mr. Jones. We're all Mr. Jones. That's what he should have won the Pulitzer. Or whatever it was, Nobel laureate. Kilgore is trying to get me to play Rocket League, and I'm having to explain to him that this drunk Twitter dude, the Wood Boys, author of Sex in the Champagne Room, is live on Hey Radio. And he just can't wrap his mind around it. He thinks that we're playing Rocket League right now. He wants to know if I can play while I'm talking to you. And he's supposed to be on the show.
Why? Let's get him on the show. There's someone else on the show that I hear laughing that hasn't spoken at all.
You want to introduce yourself to the guest?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to him. Yo, I'm Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Yo.
So who is this, you search for cats? Is that how you get jacked up for podcasts?
Yeah, dude, I'm so sweaty right now. You have no idea. I was terrified. I thought my cat was gone, and, you know, I had a bad week already. I was really scared.
Because the cat's not supposed to get out, you're looking everywhere. Meanwhile, this thing's in the bed.
Right. And he's like the loudest cat otherwise. Like he should be in the circus with the noises he can make. And this time, like, you know, we're calling, he didn't make a single sound. It's like he's just playing a joke on us. And I yelled at him. I said, don't do that shit again. And you better listen.
That's the problem with cats, is they don't know English.
Right. Just so you guys know, though, we just broke up.
Wait, you just broke up?
Yeah, we broke up.
You and the girl just broke up over this cat?
No. The band that, you know, that you're listening to.
Oh, Sex and the Champagne Tune.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wood Boys.
You should listen to the other EPs instead. Don't listen to the Champagne Tune. Some of it's good.
Well, maybe I should buy this sweet merch while it's still on the market, right? Before it shoots up in value.
I'm still shooting to your I think we have like 30 t-shirts left.
And can I get one of these Memorex CDs with your music on it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And
you gotta make it up.
Give me
2 months.
Does it come with the used condoms?
Yeah, I'll send some of those in.
Alright. Okay, joining us live, Chronicle.su Internet Chronicle. Hey,
we're not
hey,
even live. We're not.
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, we're kind of live. We're recording live because I don't have the equipment.
Okay, so listeners out there, we're recording this live.
Yeah, we're recording it live, but we're also live in the sense that, like, yeah, they're hearing a recording, but this guy is talking to us live on the Internet Chronicle. Hey, Ray.
We might be dead though.
Are you dead?
Listen to it in 100 years.
Oh, right, we'll all be dead.
Very dead.
This will just be the digital
And there'll be weird aliens who aren't like us at all, and they'll think, why are they saying they're alive? What a weird thing to say.
Basically?
How short-sighted were they for this audience of 30 people who would hear them while they're alive?
How do we have 30 people? What's going on here? What's happening?
Well, if you look at this statistic, this guy...
It's because I'm on...
Who are you?
This gentleman...
He sounds like a can.
Yeah, he's talking to us from the other room in a tin can. Could you maybe call in using a phone made in this century?
My phone blows ass.
All right.
I can do.
He's calling us from the first cell phone ever made.
Hello, Alexander Graham Bell.
Can you pull the string a little tighter?
I'm on my cricket flip phone.
It's a cricket phone?
Yeah, my cricket flip phone.
Do you need help paying the bill?
Yeah. If I go 2 miles south, I'll be out of my service range. So I gotta just sit still while I talk to you guys.
He's right on the fridge, Bill. That's where he's calling us from.
I'm on my fridge phone.
Oh, that phone works even from the refrigerator. So we were... Bill, when you called in, we were just talking about Bob Dylan winning the Nobel.
Should have gone to Charles Manson, right?
Hell yeah, Learn Not to Love You, Baby.
Nah, it's a stupid song. I don't like that one.
Game, girl.
They changed it. Never Learned Not to Love. That's not even what it was.
What about Look at Your Game Girl, though?
Pretty, pretty good.
It used to be Cease to Exist.
No, there's a reason they never signed him. That stuff is kind of creepy, you know?
The
and that's kind of the
deal
to it, but it's even creepier knowing what happened with him and the acid head women he had gathered around him.
What do you mean? What happened?
Helter Skelter.
He caused them to get really mad at, I don't know, you know, there was all kinds of stuff going on.
No, I heard...
They had swastikas in their head, man.
No, that was after he went to prison. What he was doing with those Manson girls was just giving them LSD and brainwashing them. What's the problem?
Well, that's the allure of it, right? You're listening to the songs of a brainwasher. If you get on acid, you probably will join his cult, right? And listen to it.
Well, that's why I didn't do the acid.
Well, maybe you don't need it. I mean, acid only goes so far, right? It's just a tool. It's just another... Snud.
Because this guy, well, he cites Charles Manson as his, when he created this music, his strongest influences at the time was Charles Manson.
Well, I thought that was Charles Manson himself.
Well, no, his music.
Whose music?
Manson's. This guy created music right after listening to the Beach Boys' Never Learn Not to Love You.
What music? Did you play it? Did I miss it?
Yeah. Here, I was just looking at his merchandise, but we can go back to the music.
Oh, is he gone?
He's got Sex Playlist. No, he's still here. He's just talking to us through that.
Have him tell us what song. What song is the one we should hear first?
Which one should you hear first? I would say listen to Razor Scooters.
From which album?
Sex Playlist.
All right. This is the one that comes with the old burnt cigarette when you buy it.
Yeah, play a couple of minutes. Condom.
I don't know if you can hear it, bro.
I can hear it just fine. Sounds good. This job, it sucks. And my boss, he sucks.
He sucks.
Counting down the seconds till I can be with you again, my love.
Razor scooters, yeah, all the time.
Oh my razor scooters, razor scooters.
Razor scooters, yeah, every day.
Oh my razor scooter, razor scooter.
I see my baby girl waiting outside. Once I'm off the clock, I'm gonna take her for a ride.
I promise.
Razor scooters, yeah, all the time.
On my razor scooter, razor scooter.
Razor scooters, yeah, every day.
On my razor scooter, razor scooter.
I hop on, I get mean, I change lanes. I go fast, 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 and do jumps off the ramps.
Yeah.
I never wear a helmet, cause I land on my tricks. I don't follow the rules of the road, so get out of my way.
Then I chill out.
You chills out.
Take a break.
He takes a break.
And have a snack. And has a snack. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Chills out.
That's
chill.
Can you hear me?
The Razor scooter right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I just changed how I was on the phone, so I wanted to be sure.
Are you holding it up to your ear now?
Yeah. I'm trying to use the phone how you're supposed to.
No, previously, Kilgore, he lost his cat. Oh, we got another caller that wants to talk to you about these Razor scooters.
Okay.
We'll bring him on, and then we'll come back to the cat thing.
Okay, what's their
name?
Yeah,
caller, you're live on the air. Hey, radio, Chronicle.su.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Woo!
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, how the hell are you, guys?
Hey,
really? Kilgore here?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You want to talk? He wants to talk to me. How's it going?
Kilgore, how the hell are you?
I'm just fine.
Wanted to get your opinion on, what's going on in the world today?
Well, hold on.
Election?
Hold on just a second.
No, not the election. Did you see any of the football game?
Trump won the football game.
No, Trump, yeah.
Donald Trump, for the non-political gentleman named...
Do you think that
reality TV
Trump
star?
Won because Tim Kaine was... on the ticket, like on Hillary's ticket?
No, I think it was because Hillary was on Hillary's ticket, honestly. Tim Kaine would have probably been better as the president than she would. Everyone says, Bernie. I think anybody. I don't know.
I saw a map that said a map of Virginia. I guess it's pretty, standard map of Virginia voting. I never thought that Roanoke City...
Oh, it always goes Democrat. That's nothing new.
I didn't know that. I thought it was, a pretty fucking... It's somewhat urban center.
It's reliably blue. It's real, you could say that, but... I don't know.
Hey, Roanoke. I've been to Roanoke. I like Roanoke.
You've been out there? You've been out that way?
I've been there times, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool place. I had a lot of fun there.
I just read an article that said Ben Carson's going to be Secretary of Education in Trump's administration.
Oh, God.
And that's a joke.
I think it's going to be a list of jokes for his, you know, if he runs his administration, anything like his campaign, it's going to be jokes and firings and constant just juggling.
He's going to do public firing.
Well, no, he does.
Stage firing.
How many of his election campaign managers did he fire? Like, there's that guy that's on
three
CNN.
Three or four, I think.
Then they all just joined CNN, and CNN was constantly running Trump 24/7, and he's saying, oh, the media's rigged. Yeah, it's rigged in your favor. Good for you. And just running Trump. Every little thing that he's dripped out of his mouth was just money to them, and they ran with it.
Do you think it's as desperate a situation as people are making it out to be?
It could be.
It's got the potential.
Imagine if something it would only take one half of a 9/11 right now to totally unleash.
Which would be like a 440 or no four.
It would be like two or three USS Coles. You know.
I think it's a 455.5, half of 9/11, is that right?
Well, only you are going to understand what the fuck that means.
It's half of 9/11.
Yeah, I get
it. He's doing the math.
I get it, but...
He's running calculations over there.
No, I agree, man. If there's a fucking terrorist attack, dude, it's done. Like, if they get, you know...
Well, don't worry, folks.
A.K.A.
Here's the thing.
A.K.A. Assange and fucking Snowden.
Libra Droker's new kitten by air service can, you know.
Kitten by air?
Are you guys expanding
your commercial kind of like, we've got doing drones. That type of thing, type services?
We've got drones that are powerful enough to bring a kitten to any house in America within 10 minutes.
Fresh. Dangerous.
Any address in America within 10 minutes for low, low price of $299.99.
They're still sifting out some of the problems with packing. For example,
there have been some dead cats delivered, but let's not. I mean, this is an ad spot here. We're not supposed to criticize our own network here.
Well,
I'm right?
just saying that things have greatly improved since this morning.
Yeah,
are there drones over our country?
Probably. Oh.
Well, these are totally unlicensed. Only the Trump drones are over our heads now. These drones are totally legal.
Okay.
But
Trump's inheriting the security state.
This is how we disrupt the market on kittens right here, folks. This is how we disrupt the market and the kitten market. Who wants to go to a fucking... death camp for kitties. Go pick out some abused, beat up thing.
Death camp for kitties.
Yeah.
Like that band.
No.
Death camp for cuties.
It's the pound, you know. The SPCA. You go down there and you pick up this kitten.
It's a death camp.
If you didn't pick it up, it would die. You're basically saving it from euthanized.
And then they incinerate them. They just turn them into a powder.
They get
kitten powder.
Well, do they get gas chamber?
It's lethal injection.
Yeah, they inject them.
Lethal injection.
Was that guy playing?
Double electric chair.
I hear like some kind of.
He's hit a speedball. Speedback. Yeah? The speedball. He'd be pretty quiet if he was hitting a speedball.
Is he using the ping pong? Do people play ping pong or something?
This guy was looking at his cat earlier.
Yeah, I'm playing ping pong with my cat now.
Shit. Is there someone else on the horn?
This is, yeah, this guy, he
got a lot of people on this line.
He was the starring he was the front man for Wood Boys, and they play this song.
Right.
Yeah, they do Razor Scooters.
And take a break, take a snack.
I'm worth $12 million.
How'd you make so much money, bud, with Razor Scooters?
Yeah, I got a nice sponsorship deal, and the CEO sucks at my dick.
That sounds like a pretty sweet sponsorship.
He must have really wanted it to pay you $12 million. Good lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, baby.
So what are some other songs you've done? Tell us about your songwriting method, and what do you like to sing about the most? You know, Razor Scooters reminds me of my youth.
Right. You see, Wood Boys is, you know, we were a comedy band. We just recently broke up.
What happened?
That's too bad.
What happened? It still wasn't fun anymore.
That's typical, right? You just kind of wear it out, and you on to the next thing. Tired of it.
So is there now, is it just Wood Boy?
Maybe someday. Maybe someday, not yet.
Do you have a solo? Solo, you play a ukulele, go out and sing the old Wood Boy songs at bars as a washed-up has-been?
Give me 20 years, and, might be going on.
And cult following may grow with time, so good luck with that.
Yeah, let's hope so.
You've just put that seed out in the wind, and it's only going to gain value as time goes on. Unless it, I think that was pretty good. Tell me about your other songs. Are you and the Wood Boys, the previous Wood Boys?
Maybe he doesn't want to live through his past again.
Is this a quiz?
Maybe he. This is a sensitive subject for you.
Here's one you can check out. I would recommend Mario. That one's on Super.
What's it about? What inspired you there? The video game?
It's about the video game Mario. Bowser. Wait. He raps on the track.
Mario's a character with a particular iteration of the game that inspired you?
Yeah, which Mario?
Just the whole series.
Yeah.
Mario, Luigi,
Princess. Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one Mario.
Mario! Mario! Mario!
Yeah, that's great. I can feel it already. I feel like how I do jumping and running and there's all those bright colors? That's what it feels like when I get it, What happens in the video? Is Mario and shit and run around?
Well, we're not personally in it. We just kind of took some old Mario videos and mashed them up with the music.
That's pretty great.
The cover of the album is this old man pushing a stroller through the flea market parking lot. Yeah. And it's like in the snow, just this little baby just dangling out of the...
I think that's a dog.
Oh, it's a dog?
It's a pug. It's like a pug, yeah. There's a history with the flea market there. Me and like a couple of my other friends that were in the band, that flea market was closing down. And it was like a really big deal because it was like the coolest place on earth. It was like so fucked up. Like soy sauce, like it was, the whole building was fucked up. So like soy sauce was just like dripping from the ceiling, and they collected it in this garbage can. And we tried to, we created we rented out a booth there, and we didn't sell anything. We just offered, our services. So we would go and we would charge like $1, and we would do like a dog psychic reading if you had your dog. Or we played this game called Guess Your Name, and we had this, what we called a mystery sack. And inside the mystery sack, we just had a bunch of used towels. And if we didn't guess the person's name...
Wait, back up to the used towels. What were these towels used for?
Drying off my body after I got out of the shower, things like that.
Okay, so
just regular towel business.
Just... A little sweaty, a little greasy, maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure they were washed. Yeah, they weren't dirty used towels.
They were, well, Oh,
they were clean when they touched his body.
They've been washed.
Wipe off clean water from his clean body.
From my beautiful clean body, but you know. So the game was: if we guessed your name, we had three tries to do it. If we didn't get it right, you got to pick from the sack. We did the sack a couple different times. Only one time was it strictly used towels. But then if you got it wrong, you owed us a dollar. And, you know, we did pretty well.
So you got your dollar back.
I guessed a lot of names.
Why not $5? You should have really pushed them.
Yeah, but
that would have
disclosed
it too much, and you would have made less, you know?
We just wanted to draw people in, you know? I don't think anyone's ever done any weird shit like that at that flea market, so we wanted to make sure people, like, actually stopped by. That was kind of the whole idea.
Like, people who wouldn't have ordinarily come to the flea market might have come in just because these dudes were offering psychic readings. And this guy brought his pug in.
For the dogs. Or the babies, yeah. That's what we hoped for.
For the babies.
Yeah. We did some other stuff, too.
Were you guys psychic? You guys were psychic?
Yeah, I think I'm a little psychic, yeah.
Now, tell me, your psychic powers, how far do they extend?
Dogs,
just,
babies.
Just dogs?
I called the election.
We said babies.
Ago.
Oh, so you're also a time you can predict the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a little bit of a Nostradamus, a little bit of a baby mancy, a little bit of canine mancy. That's pretty great, man.
That's exactly the kind of guy we needed to bring on this show. See why I told him to come on?
When you got a dog, do you need a leash?
Can you control it with your mind?
Without a leash? Yeah, absolutely. What I like to do when I communicate with the dog is I like to hold it in my hands. I bring it up to my face and my mouth area. And I smell and I touch the dog. You know, and I can just sense everything within the dog's body that it's feeling.
So your psychic powers only extend to dogs.
And babies.
And babies.
And the future.
And
future political
could
elections.
Could you predict that Donald Trump would become president?
He said he did.
Yes, it did.
Oh. Yeah, but what's he going to do now?
Yeah, what's the next step? Is he going to build that wall?
I don't know. I can't.
Do you think Sheriff Joe Arpaio will be the attorney general and will turn an open-air prison into the entire southern border into an open-air prison work camp where they'll build a wall?
Because
that's what I think is what's going to happen. You think Sheriff Joe is going to become a Trump, part of Trump's cabinet? Because I think he will. He just got voted out.
I think we just found out who was supposed to be the Attorney General. Don't we know that already?
Giuliani.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rudy and the boys.
Yeah. And what's his name? Supposed to do something to the Secretary of State.
Now, he's got this record deal worked out where they give him $12 million. They don't even listen to his music. And the CEO sucks his dick.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to come back to that because it seems like they're not even interested in what you're publishing. That it was more about giving you money in exchange for this lascivious act.
Oh, I don't think that's the case. You know, I think they just have a lot of faith in what we're creating, and that's just a little added bonus.
They just threw that in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like my signing bonus, yeah.
You guys ever heard of a deal like this, where you just...
What kind of a deal? I wasn't really listening.
We
I
lost.
Kind of zoned out.
Well, something happened because we lost that other caller. He was calling from Skid Row in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that? Do you know him?
He was down on the...
I don't know where he is.
Well, that's just what he told me in the green room.
Oh, you were in the... You got a green room going? Are we on BTR?
No.
Right now? What the fuck are we doing? How does this work?
We're on Hate Radio, chronicle.su.
That's just
radio.
Your phone number that we're tweeting out.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can take multiple calls from it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. I'll just post this everywhere. There we go.
I'll just, like, post this everywhere.
It's, yeah, get it everywhere you can.
This number?
No. That's this guy, Sex and the Champagne Tomb.
Oh. Well, hey there.
Wood Boys.
Hey, hello.
Is your phone still working?
So are these guys...
How does it sound?
Are these guys still your boys?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Did they help you find the cat this evening?
No. Just me and my wife.
See, earlier, Kilgore, he lost his cat, and he couldn't call into the show, which is why we were playing Rocket League so soon into the eve. And then, lo and behold...
They found the cat in the mattress.
It was in their mattress, in the bed. So it didn't get out. It hadn't escaped.
Is he gone, too?
You hear this? Is that the cat?
I think it's a hammer within my household somewhere.
We're just about out of time. What are we at right now? Yeah, we're up against the limit of what a legal troker is willing to give us.
I just wanted to say that I made up the story about the sponsorship and the sucking of the dick. That never happened.
So the $12 million and all that was just a lie?
Yes, it was a lie.
You can come on this podcast and tell those big lies?
You could be a politician, man.
I just wanted to apologize, you know. I'm really sorry that happened. I got caught up in the moment and in my fame. You know, I was a real famous guy on a podcast, and they listened to my music, and I just got out of control. It really got out of hand.
We know how you feel. We've all been there, and we've all needed a nice big whiff, a nice big handful of Terramax. Label Jokers Pharmaceuticals, greatest, most effective product. It cures everything.
It's only on account of Terramax we're even awake right now. Fact of the matter is we've used so much of it for so long that our bodies became dependent on it, and when we're not on Terramax, we're just... We're just bedridden zombies, vegetable state. But this is a hell of a drug, and Legal Droker sells it under the counter, over the counter, prescription or not, whatever you want. We got it here at chronicle.su/radio.
You hear those beings trying to beat through the walls of our studio here?
The Terramax is keeping them out.
Well, they're on Terramax too, man, I tell you.
See, because your enemies are on Terramax, you gotta be on it too, so that because it's like when somebody's at a concert and the person up front stands up, well, now everybody has to fucking stand.
Yep. So stand the fuck up and take your Terramax right now.
Can I have some of the drug?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Here you go. Have a taste.
Yeah, we'll send you See, now the first taste is always free, and so is the second, the third, and the fourth, but by the time... By the time you can see satellites with the naked eye, you'll be paying for it.
Keep your eyes to the sky, so the ICBMs are going to start falling any minute now.
You're listening to Chronicle.su Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sack.
Get the fuck out of here.
And get the fuck out. Listen to him beating in the walls. And this has been Pizza Tank Top, bro, of the Wood Boys, formerly of the Wood Boys.
And me.
And podcast star and... guest co-host.
Worldwide celebrity, Megan. Financial millionaire.
Now you see, the celebrity has gone to his head.
And, $12 million has gone straight to his gut.
He never even. well, look, we can't go into this. Thanks for joining us on Hate Radio tonight, Pizza Tank Top Row.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
You're the best guest we've ever had, probably.
Take better care of your cat, dude.
And that's it. That's the show. Go fuck yourselves. Get the fuck out of here. You're welcome for the show.
Thank you so much.
Always is always forever. 'Cause one is one is one. Look inside yourself for your father. All is none is one. Time to talk time from behind you. Illusion has been just a dream. The valley of death and I'll find you. Now is when on a sunshine beam. So bring only your